Well, we were both wrong on the hat. For those of you who are watching on Twitch, I had Brown. Foyer had Clemson. Instead, it's just a hometown Harry
Dartmouth.
In his lacrosse Dartmouth hat.
Green, boring color.
From our friend Faded. Andy Hart of WEEI.com. Oh, come on. They were going to get a whole story connected to the hat, which is why it's run down, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'd never take this hat off.
This is my favorite. It's a good classic that I've had for many years of coaching on the youth lacrosse sideline in my day.
There it is. The officials know. Find the dink with the visor.
Yep, that's probably accurate. But no, and you should have guessed this. In honor of spring sports starting up, youth sports, lacrosse, everything, the grass is growing. Mm-hmm. Like spring is in the air.
I don't have to pay attention to those things, thank God.
You are such a curmudgeon.
No, I'm just saying, what do I have to worry about that the Dartmouth women's lacrosse season is starting?
You don't have to worry about it. You could support it and be like,
there
oh,
you
that's
go.
Nice.
Oh, good for them. Yeah, great. Go.
Oh,
go
I hear it in
kids.
Your voice. Good for effing them.
Yeah, go get them, kids.
Jesus.
You got it on your calendar because you get to go out and start yelling at these kids.
Well, plus now I got a boy and a girl and I got to cross reference the schedule.
Yeah, you need a black book like Fourier's got. Yeah.
So no, it's an old school calendar. That's what it
I
is.
Got the big desk version because I need to I need the size.
You want to see it all the time?
The whole thing.
Is it the way to the giant one that has the
yes.
squares that are this big
yep.
day one?
Absolutely. That way I can put in not only all the games, but then fill in for Gresh 10 to 2.
Yeah.
And my wife knows where I am when I'm not home.
You know, we did. We put one of those giant dry erase board calendar
Ooh,
things up on the wall so that everything can be erased and changed.
Yeah.
And
I don't trust my kids.
Stuff.
They'll F with it. They'll erase it. They'll change things, and then I'll miss stuff.
Huh.
I came home the other day, and this is a side note. If anybody in IT is listening, if you search my computer and there's anything weird, it's because my son and his friends were effing around. I accidentally left my laptop on the table open, and I came home later, and they're all giggling. Hey, you're searching weird stuff. Huh? You're going to get in trouble.
Oh, I love
it.
Searching weird
male
stuff.
Body inspirations. So it was all these dudes in freaking Speedos, flexing. And then there I want to be careful here, little people wrestling videos or something. Those are the two things that were open.
There is micro championship wrestling that they were probably watching.
Yeah. So if anybody
they were helping you.
What? Future career?
Yeah,
future career.
Go
south.
Damn it.
Go there. Absolutely.
I couldn't even make
Terrible.
The joke.
Terrible.
You're
you
too tall
yourself.
To be in micro wrestling. Couldn't even be a manager.
Screw you.
You could be the heartless guy who's just a little taller than them who could make them do things they don't want to do.
I could be the giant.
You'd be the heartless promoter.
You would be Andre the Giant.
Yeah. I could be the giant in that world. That's not a bad idea.
See,
and then I can just
missing,
throw them around.
You're missing an opportunity, a real opportunity.
I'll tell you what. I mean, yeah, down the Cape Cod Melody tent in a minute.
Yes.
Signing up with them.
So, Fitzy will be in the front row with an IPA and throw it out.
Can you imagine Fitzy made all the jokes that he could make at a micro championship wrestling or something
I
that?
I can imagine.
It'd be wrestling after dark, though, so there's nobody gets irritated or agitated or upset. All right, so have you changed your opinion of the last 2 days with the Mayo talk and the Kraft talk? Have you slept on it, right? You had the head coach speak, and you had the owner speak. Have you reevaluated the situation, or have you realized that it's worse than you thought?
We talked a little bit about this yesterday, the mixed messages. In the end, I'll look back on this and reevaluate. I don't know if the mixed messages is they have no idea what they're doing, or they're effing with us, and they're kind of getting us going in a million different directions by design. And they know exactly what they're doing, and they're trying to manipulate us. Everybody has grown to assume that Jim Harbaugh is trying to manipulate, right? Because if J.J. McCarthy goes before the Chargers, then Marvin Harrison probably is available for the Chargers. And Justin Herbert is throwing to Marvin Harrison. And Jim Harbaugh looks like a genius. And oh, by the way, sort of along those lines, he's also praising his guy. There's some of that tangible, praising and promoting his own guy. But are the Patriots, everybody latched on. Mayo talked a lot about Drake May and didn't really have anything to say about Daniels. But with Drake May, he brought up his ceiling and his floor, and he's young, and he's this. And I just, there is so much being said that it's almost confusing. Either they're confused or I'm confused, but somebody's confused in this whole damn situation.
Yeah, I just hate the thought that it feels like they've already decided the number three pick is going to the quarterback, and by God, whichever one falls is going to be okay. I think that's where I'm landing on this, Hart. It's the whole, like, do you really like all three? Are you talking yourself into all three? Do you need to go up to, say, a two or try to make a move up to get the guy you really want? I just don't want it to feel like Robert Kraft saying, hey, guys, end up with a high-end quarterback. Right after saying, by the way, that the team will be able to make the decision. And then he slides that in there to sort of say to them, well, this is kind of my preference.
Well, he takes his fan visor on and off, depending on what, like, sometimes it's the owner when he answers, and sometimes fan visor comes on and he talks like that. So I'm in a weird spot. I love Drake May in the fall. Then I talked myself into Jaden Daniels, which meant I talked myself into I like all three, which meant I talked myself into just draft whichever quarterback falls to number three. Now I've sort of talked myself out of Jaden Daniels. I've kind of gone cold on him. I'm all in on Drake May now, which means I'm setting myself up for disappointment when Drake May goes two to Washington, and now I get Jaden Daniels, who I used to like, but now I don't like. And there's too much time and overanalysis here. I put out a poll last night. I don't know if you guys saw it. Twitter, Jumbo Hart, that 66% of Patriots fans want the team to stay at number three and take a quarterback. So basically, two out of every three Patriots fans want the quarterback. And that's all I asked. I didn't ask which one. I just said, stay put, take different player, or trade down. And my response to the trade down, everybody always says the obvious. Well, you can collect picks and fill more holes. That is the obvious. But there's something else that's inherent and obvious with trading down. You need a quarterback. Where are you getting the quarterback? I read something ridiculous today on ESPN, their mock draft. They have them doing the Vikings trade, trading down 11-23 and a first-round pick next year. Mm-hmm. And it said something like, the Vikings need a quarterback, and the Patriots are more set at that position with a quality bridge in Jacoby Brissett.
Whoa. Yeah. Reaching on that one.
What? Jacoby Brissett is suddenly some quality bridge or something? Like, this isn't Russell Wilson. If they had Russell Wilson, I could read that sentence. Oh, the Patriots are set with a bridge and Russell Wilson, right? Like, you could talk yourself into he's still young enough, he was once good enough, blah, blah, blah. Jacoby Brissett is not anything other than a great seat warmer, a great hole filler for a short period of time. But if you think long-term, he is going to be like a multi-year or even a... I don't even love the idea of him a full year, never mind a multi-year answer. And quarterback is not a position you can just get. Can we all agree on that? You don't just say, oh, we'll figure that out later. No. I need to know the plan to get a quarterback. Like, that is the most important aspect of your plan. And tackle, I can figure out. Wide receiver, I can figure out. All of those other needs that are obvious that you'd be filling with the trade, I can figure out. But if you trade down, I don't believe you're getting a starting quarterback in this draft. I don't believe there's a franchise quarterback in next year's draft. Dion, you can take your Shador and shove him and just walk away. Don't care whether you want to play here or not. I don't want you to play here. And therefore, you're going multiple years without a franchise quarterback to start the development.
So, you know, do you think that the mock drafts, the amount of mock drafts one person will have is because they've received new information, or they're just trying to find a new way of talking about other players?
I think it varies, and the problem is we as readers don't always know what we're seeing. Like, guys like Daniel Jeremiah, I know Phil Perry has talked about this, our own Mike Cadlick, talk about, well, I'm doing 4, 5, 6 different versions of my mock draft. I'm not just going to do the exact same one every time. There are options. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure. If you change it at 2, it changes everything. Yeah, I loved them too. And, you know, if you change a choice early, it changes all the other choices down the road. And I think there is entertainment value in those. And you want people to click on them, and you want people to talk about them, and you want people to go to them. And then I do think there are other people that try to be as accurate as possible for as long as possible. And, you know, the Vikings thing was new information, right? The Vikings trading for that 23 chip, which then allows them, if they want to move up. That was new information that made them a realistic talking point to trade up. So I think there's a combination of both, but I think most of them change their mock drafts, so we talk about them, we read them, and for entertainment value.
Yeah, as we're watching J.J. McCarthy here in studio, throwing to wide open guys. You know, that was a real problem with Mac Jones, so I wonder if we have to worry about that. That, you know, he threw to too many open guys at the high level of college football that they each played. But I digress. Why? I guess here's the real struggle heart. I hear what you're saying about the quarterback and the whole, well, you got to know how to build it. The problem is, if you stop building because you don't have it and you get the wrong guy in there, then you built a house for nothing. You built a house without a roof. And then can you save it? That's why, to me, I now have completely given up after hearing Robert Kraft mention, oh, I want the quarterback. I've given up on Marvin Harrison Jr. Mm-hmm. because I just don't think it's bad to draft guys that you think are going to be really, really good at their position. I don't want them so beholden that until they get the quarterback, then they can start the build. So how do you think they hedge their bet, if at all? Can they hedge their bet if they just take whomever's there at number three, you build it, the guy stinks, 3 years later we're all saying, oh boy, at least they're high up in the waiver wire again?
Well, I will say this. We know it. It's stating the obvious. It all hinges on your ability to draft. And what I mean by that is not just the number three pick. I don't think it's very likely. Even if Elliott Wolf is really, really good. And what did Robert say? He's got experience and pedigree and all these things.
Like, yeah.
Okay, so let's say he's good. Let's say he's good at his job. I don't think there's a shot in hell he's going to pull off what he needs to pull off for this team to be really good really fast. And that's franchise QB, franchise left tackle, franchise wide receiver in the first three picks. I think that's borderline impossible. That's just not going to happen. But if the miss is the quarterback and he's good at his job and he hits at the left tackle and he hits at the wide receiver, and you say he has a true number one wide receiver and a true left tackle from the second and third round, you can now you're still good. Like, there's no saying if you take the quarterback, it blows everything up, I guess, is my point, right? Like, if he's good at his job, hit the 34th pick. That's practically a first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
We used to talk about that in the old days when they picked 32nd. Oh, it's almost the second round. Now 34 is almost the first round. You almost have two first-round picks.
Yeah.
So if you trust Elliott Wolf, not only do I trust him to put a value on the quarterback, which is the most important wild card here, right? Like, do you think there's a 70% chance that Drake May is a Pro Bowl caliber starter in the NFL? Do you think there's an 80% chance? Do you think there's a 60%? Wherever you put that on there,
mm-hmm.
isn't that the key information? How good you think he is? You don't know he's going to be great. You can't know that. No right. one knows that. That's not how that works. But what is your confidence level in that he is a capable QB? Because if he's a capable QB, even if you don't hit on franchise, capable. If he's a capable QB and you hit on the left tackle and the wide receiver, you're a much better football team, right? Like, just, you're a much better football team. So it really comes down to, yes, the number three pick, but how good is Elliott Wolf on the whole with the decisions that he's about to make? Because I don't know if you heard Mayo the other day. He called him the GM, so yeah. I assume he's
the GM. He backed
it
up, though. So, yeah, he's like, beep, beep, no, sorry. Or whatever it is that he does.
They can't help themselves.
They really can't.
It's just, there's no filter. They say, not only are we going to remove all silos, remove all filters.
And Robert mentioned Matt Groh, I do believe. And I thought he was, again, I got him leaving the Friday after the draft.
And Robert mentioned Matt Groh before Wolf and almost paused for a second to remember Wolf's name. And I was like, wait, is Matt Groh more like top of mind than Elliott Wolf? Like, what are we doing here?
So Jaden Daniels, pro day today. Drake May, I think, tomorrow. And then I think that's it for the top quarterbacks, because you already had Caleb Williams. You had J.J. McCarthy. Now, I'm assuming we would hear rumors that a certain quarterback took a visit to New England. Maybe they bring their girlfriend. They probably should, based on the fact that, you know, every player's girlfriend has to co-sign on where they're going.
Yep.
I mean, because I feel like it's going to go quiet now. What do you think?
It is probably going to go quiet. You're going to get those visits. Those visits will be much hyped. I don't know that they mean anything. I'm very much a cynic in this whole process. Oh, the Patriots talk to this guy at the Senior Bowl. Well, I would hope so. That's why they're there. That's their job. They talk to this guy at the Combine.
Yeah. I mean,
that's why they're there.
They can't take all the guys at the interview. Yeah.
Like, I don't know why you wouldn't talk to guys. It's literally your job. But I do think it'll go a little bit more quiet. We'll hype up those visits, and we'll hear those visits, or maybe what they want us to hear of those visits. That's where I get back to my original point. Are they good puppeteers? Are they going to play us like a fiddle, to mix my analogies there?
Dear Lord.
Or are we just going to get random, haphazard information coming out of Foxborough? Because I think some teams are better than others at what they want to get out there. You know, will they be going to dinner in the North End with Tim Tebow, like back in the day, and things of that nature? So it's going to be interesting to see what who they visit with, who they host, what information comes out about those very, they had a five-hour dinner at Davio's with Jaden Daniels or whatever. That's going to be interesting in the next coming weeks. We need the information. Can we be honest? We need the information. The draft's still a month away. Give me the update, Christian. What do you got on the wall there?
What do you mean? Who's on the board?
Oh, 29 days.
There you go. 7 hours, 20 minutes, and 57 seconds.
We're still a month away. More than a month away.
Don't you think the homework is done, though, too? Though, honest to God, like,
no.
How can the homework not be done? What else? If you've met with them during the All-Star games, the combine, you've been in their pro days, what else do you need to see? This is analysis by paralysis. This is like coaches throwing in new plays on a Saturday afternoon when you have a walkthrough.
Yeah, I think it's everything. The other way. I think it's the whole talking themselves into it. I don't think anything is really decided.
No, but
yet.
As far as like information is what if you either you think they're good or not, right? Either you think they're worthy. If they're all talented and they can all play in the league, what would be the one attribute that each player that you would want to see from that player? If they're all physically gifted and they can throw it a mile and they can throw on the run.
No, it's at this point it's all about
the girlfriend.
Mental makeup. No, not the damn girlfriend. Or wife or whoever that is.
Mama.
It's about the mental makeup, the work ethic. The how you deal with stress. Like, in all honesty, if the kid is bouncing around the country, Jaden Daniels, let's just say, he's got 6 trips in 6 days and you're the 6th trip, well, how does he handle it? Does he seem like an a-hole who's been worn down by the stress of the situation? Is he loving life? Like, each bits of this are information in a massive decision. And you have to put it all together. And in the background, if I'm running an organization, I'm having all kinds of meetings. We're doing it in the media. I'd be doing the same thing. And I'd be saying, your job today, Christian, as my Southeast area scout, tell me why I wouldn't want Jaden Daniels, right? And you're like, wait a minute. Yesterday, you asked me to tell you why you would want him. Yeah, I want all the information.
I want all the options?
Everything. You know, it's like buying a house. Every house is different, right? Like, not even all, you know, you're at the top of the budget. You're buying a $2 million home. They're still all different. They still have idiosyncrasies. They still have... What movie was that? Was that Talladega Nights where he moves in and Elf, the heat scares him. And then Talladega Nights, the same. Like when you move in, you don't know what it sounds like when it's windy out, when it rains. Gresh, we don't need to talk about flashing. You don't know what the heat comes on, right? Like it's all, well, it's a $1 million home. I'm sure it's all fine. They're all a little bit different. Just like these are $1 million quarterbacks. They're all a little bit different. And that little bit of information at the end that you find out because you ask to spend a night in the house could be the information that sways you.
Was it Home Alone where like the boiler was like a monster?
Yes. Yes. And that's true. Every house.
Right. Yeah. I'm afraid to go down to the basement. Boiler looks like a monster.
Andy Hart, I know that you write at WEEI.com and the Six Rings post game and the podcast and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I know you spent 20 glorious years down at Gillette Stadium. And I really wonder how the talks went year to year about the Patriots claiming position after the draft. I mean, good God almighty.
That would fall under talk less, say less, have your talking points mapped out before you meet with the media.
Good Lord.
I actually didn't know where that plane was landing. When he said that, when he started sort of that phrase, I was like, where is this plane going? Where is it? Is this like P. Diddy trying to get out the country? Like, where is this emergency landing? Yeah, you're claiming position for cutoff castaways after other teams draft good players.
Mm-hmm. Patriots have been really known to pick up contracts that other teams write.
Yeah, I'm not really. It's a new era.
Truth. Good point. We got to think about everything differently now. It's not the way, predictable way we know before.
That's where they're going to burn cash.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Old cut players.
Some cut slap. Oh, we'll take on that $14 million.
Yes.
There you go. Andy Hart at WEEI.com. We're all over it, baby. You can
thanks, buddy.
Read him at WEEI.com and give him a follow on Twitter for the next time he polls up Twitter at Jumbo Hart. See you later. There goes Andy Hart.